Yeah, smooth nigga like I'm Marvin Gaye. I love you baby girl, but you're way too far away. And I could never give my honor or my heart away. I need those, so let's put aside desires and egos. Let me go, no ultimatums, I'm a man of opportunity. They come in and I take them. Yeah, diplomatic without immunity. I love the fact you're not for the streets or for the community. But to expect me to wait a year? Lunacy. I tried to send a mahar cause you said that you'd tattoo me on your hip in red ink. And I can't lie, that threw me. In terms of things that a person could do, that was a doozy. King inside my residence, my place, my dominion. You brought the evidence, I changed my opinion. I might get a full back grand black Japanese war scene with man against the world as the core theme. I loved you after one conversation, that elation when you need more, like please more morphine. You were even into words, check my phonemes. Your smile seemed to take away my pain, come like codeine. But often what happens when people rush is that you build an image, wishful thinking what you filled it in with. Yeah, after our first dispute, I saw that you were stubborn and when challenged, quick to persecute. You need to move more respectable in your dealings and stop taking my words and filtering them through your feelings. You wanted me to promise you I'd never take another wife, and that's a straight no, black and white, not colorized. 66-1, why do you forbid what Allah has permitted? Seeking the pleasure of your wives, can't manipulate me with your fleeting emotions. That's what you want? Cool, I'd rather be alone then. Yeah, for fuck's sake, you were so leng. I guess the lesson I've been shown then is don't fall in love with somebody before you know them.